जिज्ञासा ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मिनी तयोः स्थित्वा प्रणमामि। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग नारद भक्ति सूत्रास भक्ति साधनानि। सो वी डिस्कस्ड लास्ट इलेवस टू इंपॉर्टेंट सूत्रास मुख्यतस्तु मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट साधना महत् कृपय ग्रेस एसोसिएशन विथ ग्रेट भक्तास एंड देन भगवत कृपा लेशाद लिटिल बिट ऑफ भगवत कृपा। Here Ramakrishna illustrates this so beautifully. Suppose there is a room and it is in darkness for 1,000 years. How much time does it take to drive away the darkness? Instant. One match. Instantaneously, the darkness will disappear. So, how much, little, this much jnana, knowledge. What is the jnana? I belong to God, God belongs to me. Is Madhusudan Saraswati. He has also written a commentary on this Bhagavad Gita. And therein he says something. How spiritual progress takes place in three steps. The first step is, I belong to God. 100% certainty. I belong to God. So if I belong to God, whose responsibility is it to take care of God? In the second step is, God belongs to me. See, when there is a child, the child doesn't know all these concepts. All that it knows, see, my mother is there. She will take care of me, isn't it? That is God. I belong to my mother. I belong to God. God will take care of me. But when he grows, says, not only I belong to God, but my mother also belongs to me. So God also belongs to me. This is the much higher step. Then the final step is that there is no difference between me and God because it is the same pure consciousness. Shuddha Vedanyam. So what is the point? Unless a person had earned lot of punya, he can't get the company of great people. Dullabham prayamevai. Devanugraha hetukam. Manushyatvam mumukshutvam. Mahapurusha samshaya. So the human body and the desire for self-improvement and then the favorable atmosphere. Everything favorable. Favorable company, favorable house, etc. All are available by God's grace. Ultimately God's grace. Mukhyatastu. Then he says, now we don't have God, but we have God indirectly through the great people. So, Mahatsangastu, the company of great people. Durlabha. First of all, it's very difficult because how many Mahatmas are there? And Mahatmas don't advertise. Self-realized soul. Cheapest guru available on internet. And what is called Rupee card is, what is that? Credit cards, you know, American Express. All these are acceptable. Do you think person will play advertising? The greater a spiritual person, the more he wants to hide himself. Why? Because he knows if anybody has to come to him, God will send him. He knows it. And anybody who comes to him is sent by God. Otherwise, is rabble. Tirupati. They go all rabble. Rabble means what? They don't want God. They want God to be their servant. They bring it. I will give you this much. This is our contract. But you will give me so much. Not even 50-50. 50-50. From Yatheshanda Maharaj, 50-50. One horse versus one rabbit. That, even not even that much. Where is the rabbit is something substantial. It's like that. So, Mahatsangastu Durlabhaha, obtainable only by God's grace. Then, Agamya, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ మహత్వంగా రిక్వైర్స్ ట్రెమెండస్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్స్ థింగ్స్. ఐ జస్ట్ గివ్ యూ వన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ది ఫస్ట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ వన్ డే రామకృష్ణ వాజ్ ఈటింగ్, యు నో హి హస్ గాట్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ డిషెస్. వన్ డివోటీ, క్లోజ్ డివోటీ, షీ వాజ్ సర్వింగ్ హిమ్ అండ్ షీ సర్వింగ్ బట్ థింకింగ్ దిస్ మ్యాన్ లవ్స్ టు యూ. సాధుస్, వై డూ దే నీడ్ 5-6 డిషెస్? ఎనీ వన్ డిష్ టు 5-6 డిషెస్. సో రామకృష్ణ హీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఎనీబడీస్ థాట్స్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ స్మైలింగ్, హీ వాజ్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ హిమ్, షీ వాజ్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ హిమ్. దెన్ హీ టుక్ వన్ హ్యాండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ ఆఫ్ ద ముద్దె, రాగి ముద్దె. ఓన్లీ yesterday somebody offered me రాగి ముద్దె. He said, I am not very fond of ragi. He said, raga should not be there. some raga should be there. Rasagulla raga should be there. That's okay. But ragi murdi. Even for to give bhiksha, ragi to sadhus, is it so easy? ರಾಗಿ ತಂದೆರಿಯ ಭಿಕ್ಷಕ್ಕೆ ರಾಗಿ, ಯೋಗ್ಯ ರಾಗಿ, ಭೋಗ್ಯ ರಾಗಿ, ಭಾಗ್ಯವಂತ, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಗಿ ಟು ಎ ಸಾಧು, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್. ಸೀ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಟರ್ನ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ರಾಗ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ರಾಗಿ ತಂದೆರಿಯ, ವಿ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಗಿ, ಯೋಗ್ಯ ರಾಗಿ, ಭೋಗ್ಯ ರಾಗಿ, ಭಾಗ್ಯವಂತ ರಾಗಿ. కారణం కొంచెం అర్థమవుతుందా? కొంచెం నేర్చుకో చక్క, ఇక్కడనే ఉద్యోగం చేసుకునేటప్పుడు నేర్చుకోవాలి కదా. ఓకే, సో దుర్ అగమ్య మీన్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. యాజ్ దిస్ లేడీ వాజ్ వాచింగ్ అండ్ వెన్ విషెస్ రామకృష్ణ టుక్ దట్ టుక్ ఇట్ నియర్ ది మౌత్, సడన్లీ ఎ స్నేక్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్సైడ్, స్నాచ్డ్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ వెంట్ ఇన్సైడ్. And she got frightened. So what was that meaning of this vision? Sri Ramakrishna is not the eater. And Sri Ramakrishna is a beautiful example. One day Vyasadeva had to cross the Yamuna. Sorry, he was to cross. Then the gopis also have to cross. But there was no boat. And they understood, here is a great rishi. If he wishes, Yamuna will part the ways. Then please help us to cross. They were returning. Then Vyasa said, I will help you, but I am very hungry. You have to help me. And then they said, we have lots of unsold milk, curds, butter, so many things are there. Everybody's food has eaten, finished. Unsold food means what? They were also free. He's also free. Your hunger is gone. Now you take a help us go across. Then he said, oh Yamuna, if I had not eaten anything, then part the way. Immediately Yamuna parted the way. They all crossed, but they were held. This man, just now he ate potfuls and all those things. And yet he says, if I had not eaten. What does that mean? Means he doesn't have ahankara. So all prasada, brahmatmanam. That is the meaning of it. I am not eating. The eater is Brahma. The offering is Brahma. And the food is Brahma. And the instrument through which I am putting this inside is also Brahman. Everything is nothing but Brahman only. That was the attitude of Vyasadeva. Okay. So, very difficult. This lady has been associating with Sri Ramakrishna for so many years. What did she understand? She did not understand anything. So last class, I think I was telling that once a person gets even a little bit of association and understands their life, they will get mukti. I gave an illustration. Whose illustration? Rishik's. You know the story of Rishik? Okay, to remind me, I'll send you that story later. There's a story. The second one was even more interesting. So three people we know, Pratap Chandra Hajra, and one, what is his name? Kalipad Ghosh. He was a drunkard. And after many years, because of his wife, Punya, he gave to Hiram. And then he wanted to take initiation. He asked Sri Ramakrishna, "Sir, will you please give me initiation?" Say, "You know what, Sri Ramakrishna? I'm a boy, I got 2 months. I care a fig for giving initiation to people like that." So that man said, "Okay, sir." And after a few days, he came with the boat. Then Sri Ramakrishna wanted to go to Calcutta. So, how to go to Calcutta? This man said, "Sir, you want to go to Calcutta? I have brought a boat. I will take you. Please come." Sri Ramakrishna was very happy, though he was ignorant. He got into the boat, and the boat came into the mid-Ganga, and the boatman stopped. And the man said, "Initiation." "If you don't give initiation, the boat is not going to go anywhere. I might even capsize it." Sri Ramakrishna said, "Is this what is called initiation?" He said, "Sir, I asked you very politely. You did not care. I have no other option, you know. Blackmail, it may doesn't work. Only blackmail alone will work." So Sri Ramakrishna said, "All right, you stretch your tongue and write something." He wrote something. That man said, "I don't care for this. There are hundreds of gurus who can write like that. No, no, I don't want. I'm not going to do any japadhyan. Then what do you? When the time comes for me to depart from this world, then you come and take my right hand and take me with you." Sri Ramakrishna grants that. Now the question is, was Sri Ramakrishna so ignorant that he did not know that he would be forced to give? Or was it his leela? Leela. He knew that. So Premananda Maharaj came to know about it. And this Kalipada Ghosh, after several years, long after Sri Ramakrishna passed away, he passed away. Immediately, Premanandaji, he wanted to know, how did Kalipada Ghosh die? Last moments, very briefly only I am describing, big story. So, and he had a vision of Sri Ramakrishna, and he was seen lifting his right hand, because he said, "You take my right hand, and then you take me." And as though he was talking, he was seeing somebody invisible to everybody, and then he left. Pranas have left. This is the story of Kalipada Ghosh. There was another funny person, like Pratap Chandra Hajira. He used to live with Sri Ramakrishna and told utter lies about Sri Ramakrishna. One day, Nagmahashaya came with his friend. And he asked, "Is Sri Ramakrishna?" "No, no, no, no. He has gone to Konagar." Sri Ramakrishna was sitting like that. "He wants him. I am here. But he wants Sri Ramakrishna like that." Then they thought, why should a stranger tell lies? Here is a stranger. First time they were meeting him. So they believed him. About to turn away, immediately the door opened. Sri Ramakrishna beckoned, "Come inside." And then Nagmahashaya's life was totally turned. And one Suresh Bob, not Suresh Mitra, somebody else. So this is the Pratap Chandra Hazara. He became friendly with Swamiji. And he used to say, funny fellow, you know, Jetil Kutil Nathakle, Srila Pushai. But if Jetila Kutila were not there, the drama will not be Rasavattara. So, one day, this Narendra, he used to prepare hookah for him. And he used to say, of all these people, even Ramakrishna did not understand. Only Narendra, we alone understood. It's like that. Narendra, Swamiji, you know, he understood immediately. He said, "Hajra, not a simple man. Hajra means one in 1,000. Hajar. Hajar, like that." And then he used to wear big, big, big Rudrakshamala. "Dada, I never seen any devotees make such big, big Rudraksha. Bigger the Rudraksha, more the devotee." And that fellow completely believed him. One day, Sri Ramakrishna was asking, "How far do you think our devotees is that he was telling about himself. I have reached 100%. Narendra is almost reaching him. A little bit reddish pink. Then I'm going to ask, what about me? He said, you are about 75%. He was giving judgments. And everybody, what else can they do? So he was like that. But then he rendered service to Swamiji. That's why Swamiji would never take anything without giving back. So one day he fell at the feet of Sri Ramakrishna and said, you have to do something to Hajra. Sri Ramakrishna said, what can I do? He's a hypocrite. And Indra said, if you love me, you have to love my dog also. In English, there is a saying, if you love me, you have to love my dog also. Since you love me and I love Hajra, so you have to love and do something. And Sri Ramakrishna, because of Narendra, see, Mahat Kripa Laila, he said, you have to save him. Said, not now, at the time of his death, I will come and take him. So many years passed, and he became old, and he went to his village, but his nature has never changed. Who knows it better than his own wife? But if any wife can say, my husband is very good, then he is really good. Just now, Hindu told my husband was very good, sanctified. So, this Hajras, then one day, everybody was making fun of him because he was that kind of character, unreliable, unbelievable. One day, he told his wife, tell everybody, tomorrow I am going to die. So, his wife was the first person to believe, not to believe. Disbelieving. So she was not doing anything. Because like this, he goes on talking. He said, no, I told you, go and inform people. If they want to see me, let them come tomorrow at 9:30 like. So she was posted. He went and told, my husband is telling, tomorrow is passing. Nobody believed him. But some people came because they thought, let us watch the fun. And then they were all waiting. And after some time, he ended up doing japa, a lot of japa. Suddenly he said, Paramahamsa Deva, after how long the time you were gracious enough to appear before me, so you have come. Then he told his wife and his wife, Paramahamsa Deva has come. He wants me to come with him. I am going. And then gave up. Everybody was rushed. So it is all because of what? Mahat Kripaya Eva. All because of the grace of God. So it is Durlabha, it is Agamya. Difficult to believe that this person is God. This person is such a great soul. But once we get it, Amogha Parama. Amogha means way. Amogha means absolutely it is the greatest benefit we can get. Amogha Parama. So this is the meaning of it. That Mukhyatastu Mahat Kripaya. By the most important sadhana is satsanga. And satsanga is available only by the grace of God. But once we get the grace of God, we get the company of great people. Once we get the company of great people, first of all, it is durlabha. Then it is difficult to recognize them. If we can recognize them, then the highest purushartha can be obtained. This is the. And what does the guru do? He doesn't give anything new. He simply reminds us, this is what you already are. And to illustrate this, I'm going to tell you a Jewish parable. There was a rabbi, and he was very poor. He was praying to God, oh Lord, I am very poor. I am not asking for riches, but just a little bit to run my family. So one night, after prayer, he went to sleep and he had a dream. What was he dreaming? Near his village, few miles near his village, there was a bridge, a few miles. And underneath the bridge, he saw a lot of treasure, money. God showed him. He believed. I went to sleep after prayer. And then I saw this dream. And then lot of treasure was there. So he had faith in God. Next day, he went and he reached after 1 or 2 hours. Then he saw a watchman was there on the bridge. He didn't want the watchman to know what he was doing. But the watchman was not leaving. Ultimately, he simply went there, started digging in a place. The watchman saw him, said, "This crazy old fellow, what is he doing under the bridge?" So he came down and said, "Hey, Tata, what are you doing, foolish fellow?" Then he said, very pure person, simple person. He told, "You know, I'm a poor rabbi, and I prayed to God. I had this dream, and God showed me treasure." That watchman went on laughing and laughing. "You have really become old to believe all these silly dreams. You are wishing, that's why you had this dream. Why? For example, yesterday night, I had a dream. There is a village and there is an old rabbi. And beneath, in the kitchen, beneath his hearth, there is a lot of treasure. That was what a silly dream I had." The moment he heard, he understood that was his village. That was his house. That was his kitchen. Immediately he thanked him, ran back to his home and started digging, and he got lot of money. I said, it's a parable. What is the parable? We are all searching for God somewhere outside. What does the Guru command say? But to understand that one, we have to go to a guru. That's very important. So there's another story, you know, very beautiful stories. There was a young man in a village and he was searching for a guru. Outside the village, there was one old man, a monk. But the behavior of that old monk was such, nobody could believe he was a Mahatma. But anyway, so the young man went there and asked, "Sir, do you know any spiritual person? I am in search of God. Who can guide me?" He said, "Yes, yes. There is a mountain 100 miles from him. And at the top of the mountain, there is one of the greatest Mahatmas are there. So if you can go and get his grace, you will reach God." So this man believed it. He went, traveled 100 miles. Then there was a mountain. Then he climbed. For 3 days he had to climb. Somehow with great difficulty he reached the top. And really he found out there was a monk. And that monk, very rarely he talks. So one has to wait for his. So he waited for 1 year. After 1 year, the guru looked at him. Another year, he smiled at him. Third year, he asked, "Where from are you coming?" Fourth year, he looked and asked him, "Why did you come here?" And fifth year, he told him, "See, today what I am is all because of my guru, who is now old, who stays outside a village as an old monk." And that was his village. That was his guru. "You go to him. As he had shown me the path, he would also show you the path." Understand? So the young man went back. Because when we see somebody in front of our eyes, we don't believe that he's a great person. Somewhere at a distance, he will talk very rarely. There will be a big beard. He will be Rakshamala. Now what then? He opens his eyes. He's a Mahatma. Mm-hmm. That is, there is a watch, there is a so how can he be a man? Like that. So what is it? All the treasure we are seeking is right within us. This is the truth about. This is what we don't believe. Even though God is within us, we don't believe ourselves. So we have to go out. And then he will tell us that God is, whatever you are seeking is within yourself. But to believe in him and to do sadhana, we need to have a lot of preparation. That is what is telling. Mahatsangastu durlabho agamyo amoghascha. Then he says, labhyate api tat kripayena. Labhyate means one gets the company of true satsanga by only grace of God. That's what Shankaracharya is so. Manushyatvam, mumukshutvam, mahapurusha samshayaha, durlabham trayamevaita, devanugraha, devas anugrahavam. Labhyate api. This company of great people is only available. Tat kripa, kripaya eva. Eva is very interesting. Only. You can't get it by money or by anything excepting by the grace of labhyate api tat kripaya. So, then the difference comes now. Sri Ramakrishna gives beautiful analogy. There was a jimindar. He had a big garden and he employed two gardeners. One gardener, what is he doing? Comes always stands in front of the jimindar. Oh, your face is so wonderful. Your nose is most beautiful. Your eyes are brimming with too much of kripa. Like that from morning, evening, mukhast is called mukhast. But the other gardener, never comes in front of, he goes on working hard, he produces more fruits. Now upon whom? The jimindar will be more gracious. The person who is working very hard. So the devotee is Ubu and say, Tomeva Mata Chapita, Tomeva, Tomeva Pandu, Sakha, Tomeva. This is okay. But when it comes to Japadhyana, one of our Swamis, very old Swamis, he was about more than 60 plus. Nobody found him, excepting always he was doing Japam like that. And then after so many years, one day they came and saw him. No Japamala, no Japa. He was roaming happily. They were shocked. Maharaj, what happened to your Japamala? Why you are not found doing Japa? Then he said, what a fool I had been. Every day, how many times I am going to this temple? These three, Sri Krishna, Holy Mother and Swami, doing nothing. So, today morning, yesterday I got three Japamalas. I went and gave one each. You do Japamala. I don't. All these days, you were roaming free. I was going. From today onwards, you do the Japamala. I will go. They are doing Japamala. Is it so easy? That confidence that Thakur will take care of. That's Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Jnanavan Mam Prapadyati. Vasudeva Sarvam Sa Mahatma Sudurilabhaha. After so many births, we come to know God alone can save us. Nobody else. But so many janmas of sadhana. So, how can we get God's grace? We can get only God's grace through following His instructions. What God asks us to do, we have to do. But what is God asking us to do? Really?
Genesis.
Illam. Shastra. God has given, God's instructions is called Shastra. And the instructions fall into two categories. Do and don't. Do's and don'ts. Vidhi and Nishetha. Shastra is consisting of do this and do not do anything else. So this is God, Shastra. And that is what we have to follow the scriptures. We know this. That is why in the Sharanagati of Pramanuja, so what is this? Anukulasya sankalpaha. I take a vow. I will do only what pleases you. And I will never do what doesn't please me at all. I will never do. So he says, pratikulasya varjanam. then only the faith will come. So what is the Shastra for Sena Krishna's devotees? What is the Shastra? Gospel of Sena Krishna. What is the inspiration? Life of Sena. What is the instruction? Gospel of Sena Krishna. That's why I told you. The whole Vedas are squeezed into the Upanishads. The Upanishads are squeezed into Gita. Gita is squeezed into Gospel. Gospel is squeezed into first chapter. First chapter is squeezed into five commandments. You heard about five commandments? You heard? From where did you hear?
When you are your lecture, you don't remember this. From a Chaitanya and Jesus. Like, be truthful.
I have written these articles in Vedanta. Five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna. What are the five commandments? Always sing the name and glories of God. Keep holy company. Cultivate holy company. Now and then, go into solitude and call upon God more intensely. Always discriminate what is eternal, what is temporary. And live in this world like a maid self. These are the five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna. You Google five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna. You will get the whole world. Nowadays, you know, somebody was talking to him, Mysore devotee. You know, he's posting desert fathers. Who are desert fathers? I got so angry. Why don't you move? For that, why should you waste my time? What is not available in Google, you can get from me. And Google, you get everything, excepting one thing. Only one thing Google also doesn't know. You know what is? Somebody query, what is the secret of a successful marriage? Only one answer came. We are also successful. Other than that, this Google God, you know, Sarvajna, Mother Saraswati. Google is Mother Saraswati, yes. To a great extent, yes, you will get a lot of information. So, for us, five commandments of Sri Ramakrishna, these are the instructions of Sri Ramakrishna. If he wants to certify us, you are my devotee, then we have to put them into practice. If we practice, his grace will come. What are these five commandments will do? It will make us receptive to his grace. All sadhana is meant only for one purpose. You know what is that purpose? So that we are able to receive what he is able to give. Mother wants to feed the child. And then she says, go and play. And the child happily goes and plays. What does the play does?
This is hunger.
Make the child hungry. So what does the hunger do? It is ready to receive what the mother is able to give. All sadhana is meant only for one purpose, to receive the grace of God. That's why the entire Bhagavad Gita ends in Charama Shloka. Sarvadhamman Paritlitya Mamekam Charanam. So big question raised here. He's talking you, Sriya, Answadharma, Vigna, Paradharma, all this Karma Yoga, Vakti Yoga, Raja Yoga, Jnana Yoga. He's spelling Dharma, Dharma, practice Dharma. Here he said, give up on that. Is it not contradictory? What is the answer? Because by performing all those dharmas properly, you are in a state to receive my grace. And that's why he says, when you are able to receive my grace, that is called Sharanam. Sharanagata dinartha paritrana prayana. She is ready to help us. But we are not ready to receive mother's help. That is the understanding that comes. So, labhyatepi tat kripayaiva. Then he says, so, what is he telling? If God's grace comes, it comes only in the form of holy company. And what is the difference between, is there no difference between God and devotees? Real devotees. He says, tasmin tat jane bheda abhava. There is absolutely no difference between God and God's people. Example, is there any difference between Divine Mother and Sri Ramakrishna? Is there any difference between Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother? That's why it is said, Sri Ramakrishna, Karuna, Karuna, Rupini, Ma, Aman. Who is Holy Mother? Ramakrishna, Tapo, Surya, Kirana, Bimba, Chandrika. What does Holy Mother do? What does the moon do? It absorbs the harshness of the powerful sun and gives us only the cold rays. You know what it means? Men, we don't need to be any sadhana. If we go to Sri Ramakrishna, we have to do all that. If you go to Holy Mother, she will do all sadhana for us. And we get only the benefit, which is realization. So I will end today's this sutra with one illustration. There is no difference between God and saints because the saints dharma mana dhana is completely offered to only God. They are just utensils. Inside what is there? Only God. Nothing but God. There is absolutely no difference there at all. So whatever comes out from the mouth of this is only God only. They are just mouthpieces. That's why Swami Vivekananda. So what did he say? I am a voice.
Without a
Who is that voice? For that, Sri Ramakrishna had to practice 4.5 years of Narendra Sadhana to make him an empty vessel. So that Sri Ramakrishna can enter into him, identify with him, and then whatever Swami Vivekananda spoke was nothing but. So that is Tatmin Tajjane Bheda Abhava. There is no difference between God and this. What is the difference? Actually, this we cannot stand God. We cannot stand God. Okay. So this is the illustration. Holy Mother had a devotee. He was a poor boy. He was kicked out by his own brother. And he had no shelter. He came to Udbodhan. And Holy Mother took him under her shelter. His name was Chandra. We used to call him Chandra. So she gave initiation. And then she employed him there to do any odd type of things. And then he will get monthly salary and he will get food there like that. And he was a lover of food. Without food, his Chandra will disappear. So what happened? It was Shivaratri day. You know the story? Shivaratri day. And it was about 10 o'clock. Holy Mother saw. His face was like, you know, completely shrunk. Oh, Holy Mother, Baba Chandra, what happened to you? He said, Ma, today is Shivaratri. The sadhus forced me to fast. His mother said, Baba, you don't need to fast. You won't eat. He said, but I have already fasted for 3 hours. All that punya will disappear. So he was willing to eat, but he is feeling bad. Because he will lose 3 hours of the Mother understood and said, Baba, I will fast for you. You won't. You have to see this person. Like, you know, Brahmananda, the 1,000 petaled lotus bloom. Because he can have all the punya without doing. Gloriously he ran. I don't know how much food he had consumed at that time. So what are we talking about? Our Holy Mother, she will do the sadhana. We get the sadhana phala. You understand? That is the grace of the Mother. So that is why Ramakrishna, Tapo, Surya, Kirana, Bimba, Chandrika. These are the, if genuinely, if we can believe in it, take shelter at the feet of the Mother, then Mother's grace is enough. 1 second. Kshanamapi sajjana sangatireka bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka. But it must be genuine Sharanagati. I must feel I belong to mother, mother belongs to me. That is why Sri Ramakrishna had hidden himself and manifested in the form of a holy mother. So what is the difference between Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother? Is there any difference? Absolutely, there is no difference. Is what we have taught. Om Janani Sharada Devi Ramakrishna Jagat Guru Padabhadri Hare Sri Guru Pranama Vimohor Mohor. Today we have got Gita class. Last time we did not record. So this time either you or somebody will also record, because sometimes too.